Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric's. Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Can nobody take our joy, man. We're going to talk today. We welcome in here. It is Friday, November 21st. It's D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barland.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Boy. Alongside executive
what are
producer.
You doing with him?
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
What's Cody Rhodes always say? What do you want to talk about?
I was about to say, I don't know, because I turn when Cody starts talking, but I don't know.
Uncalled for.
I just got an email though about having Chelsea Green on the show. Did you get that email?
I did not.
They're trying to sell WrestleMania tickets.
Bruh.
Like, no, man, I'm not going to ask my audience to go pay $10,000 to watch your trash-ass product. But good luck with that.
Y'all bugging.
Need a passport as well for WrestleMania?
Well, it's Las Vegas.
Oh, next year's Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, and then they're doing it after that?
Yeah, they haven't hit us about the Saudi
Arabia. I'm just getting ahead of myself. That's my fault.
They haven't hit us about, hey, guys, can you help us?
Hey, well, since it's that, I was thinking of Saudi Arabia, too.
No, it's Vegas.
So with the comp. So with the comp, I'll go to Vegas and see Logan Paul versus Cody Rhodes.
CM Punk versus Brock Lesnar.
Better than watching the Kings right now.
Everything is better than watching the Kings right now. Man, what a sad night. Just like I think Brendan Nunez tweeted, shout out to the Sacramento Kings who always manage to show us it can get worse.
Well, I thought about you yesterday because you didn't fire off the puke guy take because I think Sabonis was going to be out or something like that. It's like, oh, it wouldn't really work. No, they hit puke guy status yesterday.
Yeah, this is actually worse than puke guy because that basketball team was just kind of incompetent. This team is like a bunch of spoiled brats. That's what it feels like. And maybe it's the old bad apple spoils the bunch thing. Because we talk about Precious, and Precious wasn't even on an NBA roster a couple of weeks ago. He's out here. He's going to, you know, make the most of his opportunity. Russell Westbrook signed, you know, late in the off-season training camp, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what to make of Malik's game. Like, guys like Maxine and Renaud and Nick Clifford, they're not going to mail it in. I don't even think Keon Ellis is going to mail it in. I'm confident Keon Ellis is frustrated, but I don't think he's going to mail it in. This really does boil down to DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. And this group just cannot, they cannot figure out how to play together. There's just so many things wrong. And I think last night was just the realization that there's no fixing it. There's no like, oh man, they got a little bit of a pulse. Let's see what they could do. There's no like you're in all of this is without mentioning the fact you're without your starting center for the next, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. And I have my frustrations with Domantas Sabonis. I have a lot of them. I do know he's a good basketball player, mm-hmm. but just as importantly, he is your starting center. He is not your default starting center. He's a starting center on virtually every team in the league. You find a way to work Sabonis into your starting rotation, even if you're pairing him next to, like, Jokic. Like, he is a starter in this league, and he's gone. Mm. But, man, the 4-11 Memphis Grizzlies with no Ja Morant, no Jaren Jackson Jr., just beat. It's hard to lose in the NBA by 30 points. The Kings are doing that on a very, very regular basis. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to lose in the NBA by 40. They say it's a game of runs. How often do you hear that? It's a game of runs. Often. To lose by 30 or 40, you go 48 minutes without that run ever happening on the offensive end, while giving up God knows what on the defensive end. Double-digit losses, they suck. They happen. 20-point losses, you don't want those, but they happen. It is so difficult to lose by 30 and 40 points in this league. And the Kings can't stop doing it. 41, 31, 33, 27, all in the last 13 days.
This to whoever, too. It don't matter if you're a top team in the league. It could be the 4-win Memphis Grizzlies.
It was, and you hit all of this. You Grizzlies, Thunder, Hawks. I think the Timberwolves were the 27-point loss.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassing isn't the right word.
It's disgraceful. It's a disgrace.
That's the word. That's the word.
It's absolutely a disgrace. And this is, you know, guys like DeMar DeRozan, I don't know him personally, familiar with his story. I got a lot of love for DeMar for what I know of him. I don't have no problem with Zach LaVine, a little familiar with his story, all this other stuff. This is so disappointing to see these guys just mail it in the way they have. That's like that. That's my thing, you know. I know a lot of people are angry about that or don't like them. No, that's fine. I'm not telling nobody how to react. I am very, very disappointed that this is how these guys are performing in this situation. Yeah, it's a difficult situation. It's tough. It's not exactly the ideal situation. And you perform like this. You put out this effort on a routine basis now because one or two plays don't go your way or the matchup isn't exactly how you want it to be. Zach LaVine talking about things just snowball. Like, you kind of let it snowball. They don't just happen. You see, like, it's clear as day. Team goes on an 8-0 run. Oh, this is one of those moments again. Let's make sure it doesn't snowball. No, you just let an 8-0 run turn into a 17-3 run. And like you said, they've hit every part of the NBA. The best team, a middle team, yeah. And then these kids in Memphis. Hmm. These kids that haven't seen anything positive in about 3 weeks. And they up here flexing on you, laughing, dunking, having the game of their lives. GG Jackson hadn't played routinely for the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And he come back cooking at your expense. Where, I just keep asking myself, where is the pride? Where is the self-respect as a basketball player to take it personal? What's going on? What has been going on for the better part of the last 2 weeks? It's just, that's the overarching thing with me. It's just very, very disappointing to see these guys perform like this. Not lose games, but perform the way they are. That is very disappointing from guys that I have a lot of respect for, to see them fold the way they have in this circumstance is, like I said, it's just disappointing. And it's disgraceful, like I started off saying.
It is. And I don't know. I think that was part of the frustration last night, is the thought that, yeah, this thing really isn't going to turn around. It's just a matter of what direction they're going to go. When do they try to start making trades? Have they already started to make trades? Like, is anyone even remotely interested in doing business with them? Because that's the really cold part that I don't think a lot of people have thought about. Is, you could want to trade DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan could want to be traded. You could want to trade Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine could want to be traded. And you can insert Domas's name, Malik's name, and just play that cycle of words over and over and over again. That doesn't mean there's a goddamn soul in this league that wants you. That doesn't mean that there's not general managers and coaches watching this going, I don't know what's going on there, but that's not the direction we want to go. We talked about, you, there are potential stars being moved. Let's remember, basketball isn't always names, it's dollars. There are someone, I don't know who, and this will be a conversation at some point today. Someone believes you can build a basketball team around LaMelo Ball. Someone believes you can build a basketball team around Trae Young. I believe someone thinks they can get Anthony Davis into their ready-made team and win an NBA championship if they make that move. The problem facing the Sacramento Kings and Kings fans' expectations are those guys make the same amount of money as the guys on this basketball team. So ask yourself, would you rather, if you're a general manager in this league, go try to make a deal for LaMelo Ball or Zach LaVine? Trae Young or DeMar DeRozan? Anthony Davis or either one of those guys? The Anthony Davis situation is a little bit different than the other two, because I do think that a team who believes they can win a championship will make a move for Anthony Davis, and they'll deal with the consequences of the next 2 years of that salary. No one in the NBA believes that to be true for DeMar DeRozan. No one believes that to be true for Domantas Sabonis, and no one believes that to be true for Zach LaVine. With DeMar, we talked about the story that'll be told with DeMar DeRozan. Maybe the Sacramento Kings would just be a footnote. But in big, bold print will be that the Toronto Raptors won an NBA championship by trading DeMar DeRozan. Not going to rewrite history. They got a better player. DeMar was very good. They traded for, maybe at the time, inarguably, the best two-way player in the entire league. But there's a story, whether it's San Antonio, Chicago, or Toronto. The story is a ceiling. Chicago, Trista caught this quick. Jill Adge caught this quick. NBA writers caught this quick. Chicago is a better basketball team without those two guys on it. Maybe they're not as good as I thought they were at the beginning of the year. That's a good basketball team. That is a whole lot of fun to watch. You know why they're fun to watch? They're moving the basketball. outside of the Kings game, have you watched Chicago play? They're playing like the Pacers from a few years ago. They never stop moving. They're putting up 130. The Bulls, Josh Giddey, they're putting up 130. There is a story to those guys, all of them. And just because you want to move them does not mean that you can.
When do we get to the point where we're just sending people home?
That's a good question. We're getting close. I don't know. I don't love that practice. I do not love that practice. But, yeah, if it's something that has to be done, like, do it. Look, man, we'll try to move you. We'll do the best we can, but you can go home.
And with that, I know we talked a week ago, like, we don't need to keep having conversations. But if I'm Scott Perry, Doug Christie, like, bro, you want to be gone, right? Talking to DeMar, talking to Zach. You want to be gone, right? They say, yeah. Okay. Just go home. We'll work on that. We'll work on that for you. I do, and no malice, no ill will when I say this to you. We'll work on that. But just go home. Because I can lose by 30 and 40 with the younger guys, and I can get a better evaluation of what I need to do moving forward. If you're going to come out here and get stomped out every time we turn around, just go home. We'll figure this out. We'll get you somewhere. Aaron Goodwin, let me talk to you now too. Look, tell your man to stay home. Tell him to stay home. We'll work on some stuff. You put some fillers out there too. You know, we'll work on this together. No malintent, no disrespect, no ill will. But this ain't working. This ain't working. And every time we put these guys out here, Rich Paul, you too, every time we put them out there on the court, it's just wasting time for everybody involved. And it's greater risk that they might get hurt and then they can't be traded for at all. So let's just all do everybody a favor and go home.
Hey, Scott, I have some really bad news for you. You've got a bunch of hostages. You're a hell of a talker. But you've got a bunch of hostages. You might want to figure that out. Michael says, related to something we were talking about with the insiders earlier, I don't know, D. Saying Scott Perry is setting Doug up seems like a bit much. Understood. I said weeks ago, and it's still true today, I'm going to give Scott Perry a chance. There's no reason not to. I know Vivek is bad at what he does. I don't know if Scott is or not. And we're going to talk a lot about Scott Perry today. But I'm going to give him a chance. And Scott Perry can talk. He can win the room. But Scott Perry has some strikes against him. The Dennis Schroeder thing is a strike. I get it. I understand what you were trying to accomplish. It was a strike. Mm-hmm. You missed. It happens, but you missed. I was told months ago that the Kings essentially hired an assistant coach who didn't interview. Didn't interview with Doug, was just basically just given the job. I always felt like I knew who that coach was. But it was a shoot when I told y'all weeks ago, don't tell me nothing. I don't need this headache anymore. I'm not a reporter. Give it to James. Casey's got sources. Sometimes we know stuff. We just don't report it. But if you listen, you get it. I decided to ask last night. I asked the question I knew the answer to. Hey, was that coach Mike Woodson? That coach was Mike Woodson. The associate head coach of the Sacramento Kings was hired without interviewing with the head coach. What's that mean? I don't know. But I sure as hell know what it looks like. What Kyle said, The second Sam Amick's article came out, Jesse said it. They're setting Doug up. This is borderline a public execution. You're setting him up. $2 million for a head coach in the National Basketball Association? That guy gets 2 years here in his market? And his associate head coach didn't even have to win him over. Okay. And please understand what I'm saying to you. I came to my conclusion that I don't think Doug Christie coaches a second season with this basketball team before I sent that text message. It's in the back. There's a whole bunch of King's business that's in the back of my head. We were just texting about some of it a couple of minutes ago. Maybe not the time and place for it. But that coach story stuck with me. Jesse kept saying, nah, they're going to give him a chance. They're going to give him a chance. Again, Scott Perry is as smooth of a talker as there. What'd he say? Oh, I've had friends from around the league who have contacted me, you know, wanting to get in on the organization. I believe Scott Perry was 100% telling the truth. Mm-hmm. And I believe the friends that he was referring to was Mike Woodson. Mike Woodson will almost certainly coach the Sacramento Kings at some point over the next 12 months. And that's nasty business. And that goes to what we were saying to the insiders earlier. This isn't going to hit the same. You have grossly miscalculated this fan base. I am 1,000% of the belief that this organization leans too much on those guys from the 2000s. I understand why they do it, though. I think they do it too much, but I understand why they do it because the fan base loves it. When Mike Bibby gets announced, for the love of God, if Jason Williams shows up at the arena, when he gets announced, standing ovation 10 times out of 10. I've seen Mike introduced twice this year at the Golden 1 Center. The crowd reacts every time. And part of it is we appreciate that you're here. We know you went to Phoenix, but you always seem to find your way back here. And now you're in Sacramento trying to do something to make Sacramento better. And this fan base appreciates that. It's what Doug has been doing for damn near the last decade. He comes back to Sacramento. He's like, no, I'm going to get back involved with this organization and this fan base. This isn't Michael Malone. This isn't Luke Walton. This isn't George Karl. This isn't Paul Westphal. This is Doug effing Christie. You have miscalculated this fan base. Because if you make that move and we feel a certain way about it, you're going to feel it. And it's going to sting. But you're going to feel it.
Dog, I get on these airwaves and I defend the way people talk about Vlade Divac. Don't talk about Vlade like that. I understand the general manager aspect and all this other. That's Vlade Divac. That's Vlade. And to a certain degree, he did the same thing Doug Christie is doing. He came back here. Was he qualified? Was he ready? Probably. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. But he loves the franchise. He loves the city. And he wanted to try. And he failed. And it's mixed reactions when Vlade is even mentioned in this city. And it should never be that way. Ever, ever, ever be that way for Vlade Divac in this city. Dog, y'all do that to Doug Christie? You force a segment of people to have mixed reactions when Doug Christie's name is announced?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to, though.
People talk crazy about Doug right now. Right now. And I don't like it. They talk about him as a coach. And I'm not talking about dumbasses. I'm talking about, like, Kings fans. Talk crazy about Doug right now. And they've got that thought process in their head about Doug Christie. Dog, you do that to Doug Christie? There might not be no coming back from that for some people. If that's the light that you put Doug Christie in this city,
mm-hmm.
You get it where Doug Christie feels like, or he's mad enough to the point where he don't want to come back here. He don't want to show up to the Golden 1 Center. Dog, nah, man, nah. You said it perfectly earlier. Vivek, Scott Perry, you guys are outsiders. You don't know. And if there's one thing that happens in this city that I'm a part of, I appreciate, and that I realize is, I don't mean, like, I'm not trying to sound super tough. We don't take kindly to outsiders that mess up what we're doing here.
That's right.
If you're an outsider and you're trying to tell us to do something different or change the way that we don't appreciate that. So Vivek, Scott Perry, outsiders, you come in here and you own what we have and what we hold dear to our hearts, we don't take kindly to that, period. Know your market. Know your audience. We do not take kindly to that.
We'll come back. These numbers are staggering as to how truly bad the Sacramento Kings are. At some point, I mean, the phone line's open for you now, by the way, the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320. Yo, talk. Everybody can cook today. You don't even have to say, Jesse, give me a minute. You can cook. We'll talk NBA throughout the day as well. hell of a football game last night, too.
Yeah.
I think we learned some things.
Man, questions, that's all. Questions leading to more questions. Again, I don't know that we'll get to any of this stuff. We have a plan for a show. Y'all are in charge. Eddie Gonzalez is going to – Eddie's got things to say about this basketball team. That's all ahead. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's D'Lo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.